Light rays, too, must follow geodesics in spacetime. Again, the fact that space is curved means that light no longer appears to travel in straight lines in space. So general relativity predicts that gravitational fields should bend light. For example, the theory predicts that the path of light near the Sun would be slightly bent inward on account of the mass of the Sun. This means that light from a distant star that happened to pass near the Sun would be deflected through a small angle, causing the star to appear in a different position to an observer on the Earth. Of course, if the light from the star always passed close to the Sun, we would not be able to tell whether the light was being deflected or if instead the star was really where we seem to see it. However, as the Earth orbits around the Sun, different stars appear to pass behind the Sun and have their light deflected. They therefore change their apparent position relative to the other stars. It is normally very difficult to see this effect, because the light from the Sun makes it impossible to observe stars that appear near to the Sun in the sky. However, it is possible to do so during an eclipse of the Sun, when the Moon blocks the Sun's light. Einstein's prediction of light deflection could not be tested immediately in 1915, because the First World War was in progress. It was not until 1919 that a British expedition observing an eclipse from the coast of West Africa showed that light was indeed deflected by the Sun, just as predicted by the theory. This proof of a German theory by British scientists was hailed as a great act of reconciliation between the two countries after the war. It is ironic, therefore, that later examination of the photographs taken on that expedition showed the errors were as great as the effect they were trying to measure. Their measurement had been sheer luck, or perhaps a case of knowing the result they wanted to get, not an uncommon occurrence in science. The light deflection has, however, been accurately confirmed by a number of later observations. Another prediction of general relativity is that time should appear to run slower near a massive body such as the Earth. Einstein first realized this in 1907, 5 years before he realized that gravity also altered the shape of space, and 8 years before he completed his theory. He derived the effect using his principle of equivalence, which played the role in general relativity that the fundamental postulate played in the special theory. Recall that the fundamental postulate of special relativity stated that the laws of science should be the same for all freely moving observers, no matter what speed they were moving at. Roughly speaking, the principle of equivalence extends this to those observers who are not freely moving, but are under the influence of a gravitational field. In a precise statement of the principle, there are some technical points, such as the fact that if the gravitational field is not uniform, you must apply the principle separately to a series of small, overlapping patches, but we won't concern ourselves with that here. For our purposes, we can state the principle this way. In small enough regions of space, it is impossible to tell if you are at rest in a gravitational field or uniformly accelerating in empty space. Imagine that you are in an elevator in empty space. There is no gravity, no up, and no down. You are floating freely. Now the elevator starts to move with constant acceleration. You suddenly feel weight. That is, you feel a pull toward one end of the elevator, which suddenly seems to you to be the floor. If you now hold out an apple and let go, it drops to the floor. In fact, now that you are accelerating, everything that happens inside the elevator will unfold exactly as it would if the elevator was not moving at all, but at rest in a uniform gravitational field. Einstein realized that just as you cannot tell from inside a train whether or not you are moving uniformly, you also cannot tell from inside the elevator whether you are uniformly accelerating or in a uniform gravitational field. The result was his principle of equivalence.